At the latest count, the Broad Institute in Cambridge has performed nearly 3 million coronavirus tests. It's running tests for Massachusetts nursing homes and hotspots and over 100 colleges. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg brings us the story of how this major research institute pivoted to fill the desperate need for more testing and ended up helping colleges across New England bring students back to campus this fall.
320 Charles Street in East Cambridge is a low-slung building with cream-colored walls, so nondescript you might not even notice it. But late in the afternoon, a parade of drivers pull up to the curb, bringing coolers and cartons and styrofoam boxes inside. Some are professional delivery people, like medical courier Brendan Anderson.
I probably come here maybe 7 or 8 times a day. Today I came here about 8 times, just because we got a really big influx of samples today.
Samples for coronavirus testing. Joyce Motti is the softball coach and assistant athletic director at Roger Williams University in Rhode Island.
Every day we bring about 1,000 tests up here so that we can get it turned around in 24 hours and make sure our students and faculty and staff are safe and doing our part.
Add up all those deliveries, and you get more than 70,000 coronavirus tests a day, all processed here. And Stacey Gabriel, who oversees all of this, says the goal is to get to over 100,000 tests a day soon. She says the ramp-up is challenging, but working.
I think we're all learning a lot together with our users. None of this has been done before, right? College campuses have never ordered thousands of diagnostic tests for their students every day before.
And the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard has never tested millions of samples for viruses before. The Broad is known as a powerhouse of the young science of genomics, DNA research seeking to understand diseases like schizophrenia and cancer. Its building on Charles Street houses the largest collection of machines for analyzing DNA in the country. Normally, they're used almost entirely for research. But this March was anything but normal.
Testing just wasn't there as we needed it.
Dr. Deborah Hung is a leading researcher at the Broad and also an infectious disease doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital. As the pandemic was just starting to hit Boston, she had a very frustrating time arranging a test for a patient.
I can say that it consumed probably almost 12 hours to make things happen. 12 continuous hours of my making phone calls.
On the morning of March 9th, Hung ran into her colleague Michael Minna, an expert on diagnostic testing. She'd just heard him talk about the need for more coronavirus testing in a radio interview. They discussed what it would take to do large-scale coronavirus testing, high-throughput robotics, expertise handling the samples, and a certified lab that could do the type of testing needed.
And when you think about it that way, there are not that many institutions where all of those converge. And so I would say literally it was 2 seconds to click.
From her car, Hung called Stacey Gabriel at the Broad Genomics platform to broach the idea of using its DNA machines for coronavirus testing.
My next phone call was to Eric, knowing that he had to approve essentially what I was proposing.
There really wasn't a choice. Deb Hung called up. And she was so adamant. You have to do this. You have to let Stacy do this, she told me.
Eric Lander is the president of the Broad Institute.
And I really didn't have a choice. I said, of course.
He figured Stacy Gabriel and her team were already running a top DNA analysis center.
And they knew how to take any process and make it automated and efficient and inexpensive. And so all I had to do was say yes. And basically over a 3-day weekend, they came back with a plan for doing high-throughput COVID testing.
And the conversion to mass testing began, even though, Hung says, it wasn't clear yet how bad the pandemic would get.
There are not many institutions where I could pick up the phone, make 2 phone calls based simply on, you know, my personal assessment and have people mobilize and say, let's evaluate this, and then really rapidly say, let's just do this. It was all a leap of faith.
Within weeks, the Institute was running over 1,000 tests a day from Massachusetts nursing homes and homeless shelters and hospitals. Other DNA research centers around the country have also stepped up to help with testing. Dr. Eric Green, the director of the National Human Genome Research Institute, says these centers are not typical academic research labs.
They are mini factories that happen to be residing at academic research facilities. And that's key. And it's both the infrastructure, but it is also this meticulous attention to every aspect of the process, from samples coming in the door to data going out on the internet.
Among them, the Broad's testing effort is by far the biggest.
No, I mean, Broad has really went all in a very aggressive way.
And the testing capacity it built is now allowing thousands of college students to be on campus. In May, a group of Massachusetts college leaders approached the Broad. They'd concluded that the only way they could bring students back was if they could test them a lot.
We gave Eric a call, and, you know, I think the rest, as they say, is history.
Dr. Paula Johnson, the president of Wellesley College, says they set up a program that could be used by a wide range of public and private institutions. The Broad is a nonprofit and provides the testing at cost, about $25 a test.
This is not a money-making venture. This is a public service. We wouldn't be able to do this without the Broad.
The Broad Institute agreed to run tests for colleges around New England, and it currently has a waiting list of out-of-state colleges. The outer limit of its capacity is likely around 150,000 tests a day. But mass testing is not what the Broad is really for.
I'm viewing their role as short-term first responders.
Eric Green from the National Human Genome Research Institute says the Broad was positioned to help in a crisis, but its mission is research. So how long will it keep doing all this testing? Here's Broad President Eric Lander.
As long as necessary, which we hope is very short.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.